About standing in with them as highly large today, so I ran over there on my lunch break and did their Bible study and went on back to work, and now I'm here tonight. So it's just truly a blessing. We just thank God for the opportunity tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come right now, Lord, just giving you all the praise, all the honor, and all the things you deserve, Father. Father, we just thank you for the message, for the word that you have given us tonight to share with your people, Lord, to remind us that we should always be thankful for all of your many blessings and all that you have done for us and all that you are doing. Father, we thank you now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. We want to look at tonight. One thing I learned in going to the minister's breakfast over with Neil, he has taught us how to preach in 5 minutes. That's what we learned over there.
It doesn't mean to happen very often.
And I'm the official timekeeper.
And he's the official timekeeper. We, the guy that spoke last week, what was his,
Matthew.
Matthew got ready to get started. He said, how long do I have? Neil said, 5 minutes. He said, 5 minutes. So that's what he have taught us how to master that. But like Pastor said, that don't need to happen too often. Amen. Let's look at Psalm 107 tonight. And I've studied this and I've meditated on this. And as we look at this message tonight, it is a portrait, and it is talking about, involves the children of Israel's restoration from exile in Babylon, because the people disobeyed God and ignored his covenant. And they were taken in captive by King Nebuchadnezzar. Then after several years of exile, many of them were allowed to return. And as we look at this message tonight, and as we are embarking up on the Thanksgiving holidays, you know, we should always give thanks to the Lord, you know, for all of his many blessings. And when we open our eyes in the morning, we ought to tell God thank you. We ought to be praising God in the mornings. When we open our eyes, that should be a praise. You know, I was watching the Auburn game on Saturday. I was watching some of it after the Alabama game. I was watching all of the games. I was in Atlanta. And me and my brother-in-law, we were watching the games. And then I went back Sunday morning as I was getting ready for church. And I was watching it again. And just the roar and the excitement after they won that game. And all of that with the fan base and with everybody, you know. And I was thinking, wow, what if it's the body of Christ was like that, would be that excited about God and about what God is doing, you know, in our personal lives. And, you know, and I tell people all the time, praise shouldn't just be limited at church. Praise is what we do. There's a gospel singer over in Atlanta, Pastor William Murphy. He wrote a song years ago. The name of the song is Praise is What I Do. Write that down. If you ever get a chance, listen to that song. It's William Murphy. That's the guy's name, William Murphy. He's pastor now over in Atlanta. And he wrote a song, Praise is What I Do. I want you to listen to that. Download and listen to that song in your spare time. And that's the way we should always be. We should always praise and thank God. Listen what the psalmist say here. He says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That alone right there is enough to praise God for, right? I love to pull key words out. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Forever. Not sometimes, forever. Even if you, you know, I was meditating and thinking on this message. Israel was in trouble because of disobedience. Am I correct? Yeah. They were in trouble because of disobedience. But what happened when they cried out to the Lord in exile when they were disobedient and in there because of their disobedience? When they cried out to the Lord, what did God do? He heard them. And what did he do when he heard them? Say it again. He delivered them. Why? Because he loves them. He loves us. You know, and that's when his this verse, first verse says, "For he is good, his love endures forever." And that lets us know that God loves us. You know, and even when we are ministering to people, you know, I was ministering to somebody one time some years ago, and they were so downtrodden. And they said that it was a child, and they said, "Nobody ever tells me that they love me. Nobody loved me. Nobody showed me love." And I told them, and I took them to scripture and told them, God loves you. And God will always love you. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. He will always love you. You know, and that's enough. Look at verse 2. It said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story." Who is the redeemed? We are the redeemed. Am I right about it? I had to... I love to find definitions, and I had to research that word, redeemed. And as I give these definitions, just think in your mind which one or which ones fit your life. Redeemed means to get or win back, free from disaster or harm, free from captivity, released from debt, free from the consequences of sin. Those are just some of the definitions. The scripture said, verse 2 said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story." Those who redeem from the hand of the foe. He said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story." We are the redeemed. We have been redeemed. Don't ever be ashamed to tell your story. Don't ever be ashamed to tell what God has done in your life and where God has delivered you from, where God has brought you from, how God has changed your lives. You know, don't ever be ashamed to tell anybody. Tell your story, because somebody needs to hear our story. Am I correct? Yep. And when we tell it with excitement, tell it with happiness, tell it with praise. Because out of all that God has done in our lives, you know, we don't need to keep all of that bottled up to ourselves. Amen. We need to share that. We need to release that and let people know what God has done in our life. Why? Do you know when we do that, people will see the miracle? We are miracles, y'all. And that's enough to praise God for right there. Am I correct? We are miracles. And people need to know that we are miracles. And as I was looking at that football game and saw all of that applause over a ball. And nobody loves football more than me. I played football and I got 3 knee surgeries because of it on one of my knees. But I look at things differently now. Over a ball. What about Christ? What about Christ? What about God sending his son into the world for us while we were yet sinners? And he was beaten and hung on a cross, and he died on a cross, and he didn't stay dead, and he got up with all power for us. What about that? If people could cheer and get excited about a ball and about a touchdown, what about out of all the Lord has done for us when he sent his son into the world for us while we were yet sinners? And then what about his love for us? You know, his agape love, that means unconditional love that he has for us. You know, that's enough to thank and praise God for right there. You know, look what it says right here as he says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe." Watch this right here. You're going to see, it says, "Those he gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west, from north and south. Some wander in the desert, wasteland, finding no way to a city where they could settle." Watch this. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives even away. But watch this right here. Watch verse 6. "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble." Anybody ever had to cry out to the Lord in your trouble besides me? Huh? Anybody ever been in trouble and had to cry out to the Lord? In trouble, he answered you in the midst of your trouble. Am I correct? Yes.
that's enough to thank and praise God for right there. I can go on and on and on and on in this lesson about the reasons we should be thankful every day of our lives. Watch this right here. And they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. Amen. Trouble distresses us. Am I correct? Yes. Anybody ever been distressed from trouble? And when you cried out for the Lord, what did the Lord do? The Lord removed all of that distress. That's enough to praise him for. Then look what he says right here. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Look what verse 8 says. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Verse 9, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. My kids used to tell me all when they were small, and I used to get on refrigerator full of food, eat. Dad, I'm hungry. I'm like, you have a hunger. You're not hungry. That's a difference. Then I used to use the word my grandmother used to use. No, you long at it. You see, there's a difference between hungry and hunger. And I was sharing with them. See, that was day we went hungry, you know. And I used to tell a story that because my parents, you know, they divorced, and my grandmother had to raise us, you know. And the social workers up in the Elbow County area found out the situation, and it was a lady that they sent to the house. You know, when they send people to the house and everything, they sent the lady to the house because it was told, you know, when people know something, they're going to tell it, and it's not always going to be good. It was told that an older lady that was disabled was watching 5 kids. So the lady came to the house, but the lady knew my grandmother. You know, a good name is something. You know, she came to the house to investigate and to see what was going on. And that lady, she taught us, Miss Duncan stays in Millbrook right now. She's still alive. And every time I see her, you know, I give her a big hug if I'm up in the area. And she taught us what to do to make sure we was all kept together. And didn't have to go in foster care. You understand? And a lot of times, me and my brothers and sisters will have to make sure we catch the bus going to school up at Hoba to make sure we had food to eat. You understand? And we would leave with no food, but then we come back. Grandmother had food. Because back then, that's the way the neighborhood, everybody took care of everybody. That's the way it was back then. Everybody loved everybody. You understand? So that's why my kids used to tell me, because I vowed I would never let my family suffer and have to go through what we went through. And when they would say that, it would disturb me. And I would tell them, you have a hunger. You don't know what hunger means. And that's what I would tell them. And when I look at these verses, look what it says. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. And then look what verse 10 says. So some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners, suffering in iron chains. Watch this verse 11. Because they rebelled, look what it says. They rebelled against God's command and despised the plans of the Most High, so he subjected them to a bitter labor. They stumbled, verse 12, and there was no one to help. Look at verse 13. You're going to see this word a lot here. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. Paint this picture in your mind. They put themselves there, am I correct? Huh? How many of us have put ourselves in situations years in our life, anybody besides me? And we cried out to the Lord. Look what it did. They verse 11 said, because they rebelled against God's command and despised the plans of the Most High. Down in verse 13, but look what happened in the midst. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and then look what it says here again. And he saved them from their distress. That's a loving God, y'all. We serve a loving God. Amen. And we should be so thankful. You know, when we think about the goodness of God and all that He has done and all He is doing in our lives. We ought to be all, we ought to forever be thankful. We ought to forever give Him the highest praise because He's worthy to be praised. Let us live thankful lives as we are embarking upon Thanksgiving. But let us be thankful every day. Every day of our lives, let us be thankful. When we open our eyes, thank You. When He protects us from seen and unseen dangers, thank You. When we go to the doctor and get reports and the Lord turn the reports around, thank You. You know, when he blesses us with food on our table and clothing on our back and a roof over our head and all of those things, that's enough to tell you thank You. Tell Him thank You for family. That's enough to tell Him thank You. I got a bunch of grandkids, but I thank God for all of them. They start on Monday trying to get to me for the weekend. They start on Monday trying to find a way to get to me for the weekend. But I'm thankful. Pastor Teeman had to remind me that one time. I had the picture. They were all over me and everything. And he told me, you are blessed. And I am blessed. And I'm blessed and I'm thankful. So I just want to encourage you all. See, Neil taught me how to do it. Preaching, what, 5 or 10 minutes? To always, let's always be thankful, my brothers and sisters, because God loves us.
Amen.
And He's so good to us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise?
Amen.
Amen. Any announcement, Pastor? Anybody? Brother Neil, you want to? Well, I'm going to let our pastor close us out in prayer tonight. Yes. He prayed already.
Let's pray together.
Father, I thank You for Frederick. I thank You for the word he shared. I thank You for all that You've given us. Mm-hmm. Father, we could never pay the debt we owe to You. How could we pay You for giving us Your Son? How could we pay You for everything You've done? And Lord, we just thank You for all of Your goodness and all of Your mercy.
Thank You.
All the things You've done and all the things You'll do. All the ways You've blessed us. And Father, we are so thankful that even when we are in distress, yes, we can cry out to You.
Yes, Lord.
Because Your love endures forever.
Yes.
Now, Father, show us Your grace. Show us Your mercy. Give us grateful hearts for all You've blessed us with. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.